players are warming up, the fans are finding their seats, and we're getting ready to bring you our Friday night high school football game of the week here on CARE 93.7 FM, part of the award-winning MSC Sports Radio Network. Coverage of high school football is brought to you by our CARE Country Sports Boosters. Kickoff is just minutes away. Our pregame show begins right after these messages.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Pre-game coverage of high school football on CARE 93.7 FM is brought to you by our area sports boosters. Don't forget, you can catch our coverage of high school football action online at mscsports.net and on our free MSC radio app. Kickoff is just moments away here on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Good evening and welcome to Amelia Earhart Stadium, where tonight, high school football on CARE Radio, it's set. 2025 homecoming for the Atchison Phoenix. They're playing host to conference opponent J.C. Harmon. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's producing and engineering in the studio. Gus Couch with me here on the mezzanine at the stadium. Tom Couch, and we got underway just a little bit early, and now Atchison with the ball and almost without the ball. As the snap was back and through the quarterback's hands, but Colton was able to dive on it. And for the Phoenix, after taking the opening kickoff and a great return, they've got the ball at the 50-yard line. But now with that miscue, they're going to be looking at a third down and 16. Good to have you along with us, everyone. So for the Phoenix, going from left to right, Atchison taking the opening kickoff as Harmon had won the flip, elected to defer. Now Bonnell rolls left, goes left, has a man wide open, makes a catch, loses the ball, and is it going to be incomplete or is that a fumble? They're going to say it was a catch, a fumble backward, and the ball at the 40-yard line. It's a gain of about 10, but it's going to make up a fourth down 7. So as quickly as that, Gus Atchison have just a little trouble getting a grip on the old football in the early minutes of the game.
Atchison out there, moving quickly but not efficiently in the early going.
And now the ball is on the ground, it's rolling around, and it doesn't matter who picks it up, it's going to belong to Harmon. And that was a fourth down 7, and the ball somewhere around the line of scrimmage when Atchison, on his first series, fumbled the ball 3 times.
Coach Malcolm, a defensive player at Benedictine, a guy who knows something about the defense, trying to get that offense going last week. They struggled a little bit, got 7 points on the board. This one, a quick 5-play first drive. Atchison offense, just trying to go a little too fast. Slow it down a little bit, get your feet under yourself, and then you'll be fine. For Harmon, they're going to start this drive out near the 40-yard line. They're going to mark it back to the 38. It'll be first and 10 right there for the Hawks. 10:21 left in the first quarter.
And here comes Harmon, and they'll be running under quarterback Jace Brewer. Brewer's going to turn, little straight ahead handoff, and hit at the line of scrimmage. And there's no gain. Aiden Honeywell in there making a tackle.
That time it was David Harden in running the football.
Gain, or loss of a couple of yards, making a second down and a dozen for J.C. Harmon, who comes into the ball game today just 0-1 on the young season, having lost last week 6-0. And have a low scoring affair.
Yeah, not many points last week. They're a team coming off of a rough season last year, but they did win a couple games in the Meadowlark League.
Receivers, two to the left and one to the right on the second and a dozen. At their own 36-yard line, QB in trouble, keeps the ball wrapped up, dropped. He will lose a couple, three more yards. And the first guy in there, how about Avante Hausch? He's in there at the defensive line. You're going to have him on the offensive line as well for the Phoenix. And he's a big, strong guy and makes a nice tackle. Third down, 15. Atchison in its red. Red jerseys, red pants, white helmets, white lettering and trim. And for Harmon, it is the white uniform, white jersey, white pants with that dark, what is that, TCU purple helmet and lettering and trim? Or is it what?
Northwestern.
So here we're going to third down and 15 in what would be an apparent passing down. You're going to have a single running back behind the QB, and he takes three-step drop back, being chased out of the pocket. Yogi makes the stop. Atchison with another TFL, and it's going to be punting time. We'll see our first punt of the game.
At the bottom of that.
Well,
does Harmon chalk that up as a win? At least they didn't turn the ball over their first drive?
Yep. Didn't turn it over, and Atchison returned guys at the 40.
They're going to send a trio of return men.
Nice little crowd here tonight for homecoming. It is a toasty evening, 95 as I pulled into the parking lot, but it doesn't feel all that bad, the sun bearing down. Now we're going to get a third return. Oh, no, they're going to shift return men in and out, Atchison is.
A lot of communication issues right now for Atchison.
Guys seeming like they're trying to make certain that they know where they're going to be. The snap is back, and we get a penalty marker. The ball is partially deflected. Atchison's going to pick it up, and Atchison's going to fumble it. It's rolling around at the five-yard line, and we'll see who's got possession as they still scrum for the ball. Atchison comes up with it, and there's a penalty, but if it was a delay of game, that play's dead. When is it a delay, maybe?
Yeah, it's Terlese McGowan is the guy who recovered the ball all the way at the seven.
Here comes our official call.
Illegal participation against Harmon.
So there we go. Atchison is going to begin a second field, second possession in a really good spot out of the field. It'll be first and goal 5 yards away. Here come the Phoenix and Colton Bonnell. We're 7:50 to go in the opening quarter. Each team with a possession, neither team able to do much, but with the miscue on the punt, here comes the Atchison offense. Bonnell, the quarterback, Builder back, the running back, and Atchison going to burn his first time out. They don't know what to do. Taking a break. 7:50 to go in the first. We're scoreless at Amelia.
Summer's better without the bite. At Urban Lawn Care, they offer professional lawn spraying that knocks out mosquitoes, chiggers, ticks, ants, and spiders, and all those uninvited pests. Safe for pets and kids. Tough on bugs. You can schedule a one-time treatment or keep your yard protected all season long with monthly or bi-monthly plans. Take back your lawn. Call Urban Lawn Care today for a free estimate and get on the schedule. Urban Lawn Care, local, dependable, and here to help you enjoy your yard again.
Back with you here at Atchison, Kansas, where the Phoenix are in a great spot on the field. They're going to begin this series at the five-yard line, first and goal. AHS going from left to right across your dial here in the opening quarter, going from south to north. The wind is negligible. It is not going to be any kind of a factor here this evening, although the crowd would like to have this little gentle breeze continue, making it a bit more pleasant. Colton Bonnell. Out of the gun. We'll hand off straight in the middle, bouncing off one, two, and jerked down at the one-yard line. It's going to be Jack Builder back. Thought he was going to be able to maintain balance and dime it in the end zone, but he comes up about a yard shy. It'll bring up a second and goal, Phoenix. They are expecting some of the alumni coming in here today. Here's Jack again. They'll hand it off in the middle. He'll stretch, he'll lean, he'll twist, he'll turn, and the Fisher runs in from the sideline, stares at the ground, and says, touchdown, Phoenix. So the first points of the ball game belong to Atchison. Jack Builderback will carry it in from 1 yard away. We're at 7:29 to go in the opening quarter. For AHS, quarterback Colton Bonnell also does extra duty as the kicker. The ball is going to be held by Yogi Purdy. Atchison, snap is back, it's down, plenty high and long, got it. We're taking another break. The Phoenix are on the board. 7:29 to go in the opening quarter. It's Atchison 7, J.C. Harmon, nothing.
You've trusted Amberwell with your health for years, from checkups to surgeries, in the good times and the harder ones. And now, when it matters most, they're here again with Amberwell Hospice Care. Receive compassionate end-of-life care from caregivers you already know and trust. It's care that understands your medical history, your values, and your family. You're never alone with Amberwell Hospice Care. Call 913-360-5520 or visit amberwellhealth.org.
Just kick it away with an early 7-0 lead here in this Meadowlark Conference ball game. Happy to have you with us here on Care Radio. A couple of return men are going to be back deep at the 5-yard line awaiting Colton Bonnell's kickoff. The kicker for Harmon, because he's that one step and boot it kind of a guy, didn't get it terribly deep. Colton will get a little more yardage on this kick. We're set here, and Colton waiting for the official to give him the big thumbs up. And here's the advance of the ball. Gets it away. End over end, angling to the far side. Going to be taken at the goal line, and out they come. Up the numbers to the 10. Outside at the 20. Stood up there, falling forward to the 22-yard line. And it'll be Harmon football. First and 10 at their own 22. So, J.C. Harmon, we talked about a 6-0 loss to Heritage Christian last week. So, because their defense must be pretty solid, giving up 6 points. I mean, it's all on how you look at things, right? We only gave up 6 last week.
Plus.
Yes, 100%. So, you would expect them to want to be looking at that. And here we go, first and 10. Quarterback Jace Brewer coming up over the football. Jace is, Gus, a freshman quarterback for this team. He'll take the ball, flare it over to the left side, crossing to 20, 5, sun blend down, and throwing across the 30 up to the 31-yard line. That's going to be close to a first down.
Yeah, he's going to be right there, and the official's going to look over, and they're going to say, move the sticks. First and 10 for Harmon on a quick little swing pass right there. And I like that play call for Harmon, right? Get the ball out of the quarterback's hands quickly, get it out there into the flat, and try to let a playmaker make a play in space.
Now, your quarterback is probably, as the season goes on, probably going to get a little more mobile because he never shuffled a foot. He took the snap and turned it through, you know, but still he got it out and got it to his guy.
Yeah, you got to think, this kid was playing Thursdays last year.
Oh, yeah.
Eighth grade last year. And so, yeah, just the whole game is quick. This is his first chance of looking at it. And, yeah, it's going to take a lot. And that time didn't let everybody get set. We're going to have a procedural penalty against Harmon right there.
So that's going to cost him about 5 yards. That was, in fact, a first and 10 a moment ago, making now a first down at about 15. 6.5 to go in the opening quarter here in Atchison. Brilliant sunshine bearing down, but as the sun headed toward the side over here, it'll darken up pretty quickly. QB rolling to the right, throwing on the run, and it is tipped. And had that ball not been tipped by Jeremiah Thompson, Gus, it was lights on the scoreboard for Harmon right there because the receiver opened down the right sideline, but it'll be incomplete, second and 15. You will see Harmon coming back to that play, and again, they didn't score last week, but do not think that Harmon doesn't have some athletic kids out there because they do.
Yeah, they do. They've got some good playmakers out there in the skills position, and right there, the quarterback, as he rolled out, I mean, Atchison tried to undercut that. If that pass is just a little better, he's off to the races. So for Harmon, they're going to be able to turn one loose this season. They've got the athletes.
QB's going to take it, boot to the right, look for the edge, get to the 25, cut to the 30, pushed out of bounds, across the way, across the 35, up to around the 36-yard line. So he got back 10 of those yards pretty quickly.
Getting it.
Yeah,
right there, a nice little run in. For Atchison, the defensive end got sucked in just a little bit. The tackle was able to turn and kind of wall him off and allow a nice little running lane on that far sideline.
And there's a pretty big young man on that front line for Harmon. Third down, 5. The Hawks at their own 36-yard line.
Again, with the receiver wide each way. The left side is the wide side of the field. QB's going to hand off straight ahead, running, putting his head down. Needed five, got three. And it'll bring up a fourth down call. QB gets hit after making the handoff, and one of his linemen come back, or maybe his center comes back, or kind of helps get him back to his feet again.
Okay. So it's fourth down. Uh-huh. They're going to call it 4-3, somewhere like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
right?
I'm calling it 3, but okay.
If you're Harmon, I know you're going to punt this, but I probably would have left my offense out on the field.
Maybe.
I think the last time you punted it for -3. So, you know, probably would have left my offense out to see what could happen, especially against his Atchison defense. Maybe even try to draw him offsides.
And again, Harmon having trouble getting appropriate personnel. They're running a last man in. He's going to be wide to the left side. The snap is back, and we have a whistle before the play and
timeout.
Timeout.
For
let's hang on to it a little bit here because it's a beautiful evening for homecoming 2025, and Gus, we're looking for a beautiful afternoon tomorrow here on Care Radio as we'll be back up at Wilcox Stadium. The Benedictine Ravens at home, and BC is going to be hosting Graceland. Should be a great one, Care Radio pregame at about 12:30-ish. We'll talk to the coach. We'll get the keys. We'll give you a lot of insight into what the Ravens and the Yellow Jackets bring into this game. You've got an undefeated Graceland team who thinks they've got something cooking underneath a new head coach and a three-time All-American receiver.
Yep. New general manager this season.
New football GM, yeah.
Is he in charge of the NIL funds? Or
I'm saying yes.
Probably. Yeah, so you talk about a Graceland team who, you know, got Benedictine 2 years ago when we went up to Lamoni. So the Ravens looking to return the favor tomorrow afternoon at Wilcox Stadium.
It'll be sophomore Corey Johnson for Harmon. And to punt the football, he'll be standing at his own 25-yard line. And again for Atchison, a duo of return guys back there. And we're going to have Jeremiah Thompson and Sadron Mays. The boot away, it is high, not very deep. Spinning and now bounces around. Did a Phoenix player touch it? I'm going to tell you, there was one that was way too close to the ball.
Yeah, you got to get away. I mean, and that's, again, going to be another coaching thing of you got to talk to your guys to understand that when that ball is bounding near you, get out of bounds, get away from the ball, allow it to bounce, and you're able to down it.
So it's going to be just in Harmon's side of the field of the 49-yard line, and the Phoenix will begin their second possession of the evening. Atchison in front with 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. It's 7-0. And Phoenix with the football. The play's being telegraphed in from the near sideline. And that's a nice opportunity to prior to the game to talk to assistant head coach Taylor Funk, who helped out with a lot of the numbers and the players and stuff for Atchison tonight. Here's a handoff left side, bouncing to the edge at the 45-40, running it down the left side. And finally ushered out of bounds. Over there is going to be Jack Felder back. Now, Jack is not the biggest running back that we're going to see all year. 5'8", 165, but he's got the moves. He's kind of shifty. He can cut really well. And so, yeah, he brings a lot of that. Second down call and the pass over the middle. And was that complete and dropped and picked up again? And Yogi's just carrying defenders inside the 10 all the way down to the 5-yard line. For a minute, I thought that was incomplete.
Yeah, so it was caught. He took two steps, fumbles the ball. It pounds off that turf, comes right back to the receiver. He's able to push forward and get all the way down inside the 10, down to the 6. And I'm going to tell you, for Atchison, they've got some pretty fortuitous bounces so far in this first quarter. But 4 fumbles, and we're on possession number 3. That's one of the things you kind of want to clean up as the season progresses.
Atchison again confused on the alignment. The handoff is going to go to Builderback. He's into the backfield, gets away from the first guy, gets away from the second guy, still on his feet, is driving toward the end zone. He's going to get inside the 5, but be down at the 4-yard line. The first two guys got a hold of him, couldn't get him to the ground, but finally they got some help up there. But Gus, more concerning to me is the fact that Atchison was still trying to decide who's in, who's out on that down, all the way just prior to the snap.
Yeah, communication has been quite the struggle in the early going for this Atchison team, and that's just something that the coaches are going to have to workshop and figure out. They'll get there as the season progresses, but Atchison with a nice play right on that last one.
Second to go with the 5, and the handoff, it's being tripped up and down. It'll go near the goal line. Builderback short,
give me the ball at the one. Right there it was. Darian Myrick, only a sophomore for Harmon on the stop. And for Atchison, it's four down territory. They're looking at third and goal now. 3:05 left in this first quarter.
Harmon's been tough down inside the 10-yard line. We got to go to a little Wildcat. Markers all over the place.
He had like three guys moving.
Yeah, maybe.
So we're going to get a timeout maybe first.
That ball offside on the defense.
Oh, wow. I thought the three guys in motion offense when the ball was snapped was going to be the penalty. And for Atchison, it's not a new problem. I mean, they get to moving pretty quick the last couple of years, and they find themselves with some procedural issues.
They go back to the Wildcat, and this time it'll be easy in for Jack Bilderbach. And the Phoenix are going to have their second score at a ball game at 2:47 to go in the first. 13-0 Phoenix.
So Jack Bilderbach with his second touchdown run here in the first quarter. Two touchdowns, two total yards on those touchdown runs.
Gus, you know how we like to give credit to guys doing jobs that don't always get credit? Grady Clark, the 5'11 sophomore, he is your long snapper for Atchison on both punts and kicks.
Was that on your two deep?
It was on my three deep, actually. Here's the snap and the boot, and everybody's looking. But nobody's saying anything. There's a marker.
Yeah, we're going to get dead ball encroachment on the defense. So Harmon trying to jump the snap right there. If you're Atchison, you're going to continue to kick this?
Yeah. They're getting it all hashed out and talked over. Getting a little bit of a breeze, and it will be at kicker Colton Bonnell's back.
Yard and a half.
Yogi Purdy on his right knee will make the placement. Bonnell, a right foot soccer style kicker. There's a snap. Nicely done. Blocked. Nice job of getting through into the secondary for Harmon. Getting back there was a tight end, Jason Akias. And we're going to get a timeout. 2:47 to go in the opening quarter in Atchison, Kansas. It's Phoenix 13, J.C. Harmon, nothing.
Taco? Burger? Why not both? Try Taco John's one-of-a-kind taco burger with 100% North American beef, zesty mild sauce, lettuce, and cheddar cheese on a warm bun. Taco Burgers, only available at Taco John's. Come try a taco burger today. At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So that's what we make. And how do you make a better taco even better? Making it $1.39 on Tuesdays couldn't hurt. Better tacos are just $1.39. Every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
This is Class of 95. Yes, sir.
A little tip of the hat to the crowd. Welcome back again to Amelia Earhart Stadium. The sun getting very, very close now to the horizon as the Phoenix go up 13-0 at Bonnell. Advances on the ball. His boot is away. Last time it went to the goal line, and this time it will go 2 yards deep and be allowed to lie there. And for Harmon, their third possession of the game coming up. J.C. Harmon gets their second possession, an improvement over their first possession. And so, you know, they are, as a very young team, they've got to be just looking to continue to improve every time they get an opportunity.
Yeah,
right?
Small victories are the big thing right now for Harmon is, you know, coming in, realistically, they knew this would be an uphill battle. But you need to come into a game like this and find some things to get better at and keep working on. And right now they've got a few things that you kind of like from this Harmon team. So see if they can continue to build on this as the game goes. Atchison up 13 with 2:47 left in the first quarter.
I like that, Harmon. You talk about going to basics. Did you notice the line right there? We'll talk about that. QB rolls right, throws right, downfield. His defender leaps up. It's going to be picked off. Is it complete? It is. It's going to be intercepted by Atchison's Jeremiah Thompson. It was just a little too high and a little too long and just out of the reach of Darian Grayson. And the Phoenix will take it away. It'll be 1st and 10, Atchison. Going back briefly to the point I was about to make for Harmon, looking to get some of those basic things done. You notice the linemen Remember when you were in junior high, maybe fifth or sixth grade even, you would reach out with your hands on at the line and stretch out, you know, with like fingertip to fingertip or whatever.
Try to work on that spacing.
Get
right?
that spacing.
Everybody where they're supposed to be.
Yeah. And so, again, you try to take care of things like that. Now, Atchison, the receiver from the near side, goes all the way across the field, has a word with Colton Bonnell as he sets up first and 10 Atchison to the 47-yard line. Bonnell back to throw. Going deep, left side, man, wide open, touchdown, Phoenix.
Touchdown,
a foot race down the left side, and Jeremiah Thompson wins it. And Atchison, a one-play, 47-yard drive. Can you call it a drive in one play? 2.5 minutes ago in the first quarter, third score of the game for AHS. And once again, Bonnell will be set to put a toe to it. Turn it a beautiful night. Taking his time, and it's back, down, up, and that one gets away and gets in. It is good. Timeout, Joseph, 2.5 to go, quarter number one. The Atchison Phoenix 20, J.C. Harmon, nothing.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Colton Bonnell getting set to put a toe to it again. Because I've known over the years a lot of Atchison High grads, okay? All great people. And as students, pretty much rule followers, but today, they are not being rule followers. They've got places set out here, reserved for the classes, but they all kind of congregate among themselves all over the stadium, and they're not, they're ignoring the spaces saved for them. Here's the kick away. It will be short. Bounce at the 10, 7, picked up at the 5. Great. Hash marks him. There's a lot of traffic over there. He will not get back to the 20-yard line. It'll be Hawk football at their own 19, first and 10.
Xavier Butler made the stop right there for Atchison.
So here we go in late going of the opening quarter. 20-0 Atchison in front. And Harmon on that last possession, because they rolled the dice just a little bit going on that first play for that deep route that they thought they'd seen something and maybe had. And it will not be the last time we see them throw that deep route tonight. We're good.
Need one of these?
Nah, we're all right. All right, Harmon. Taking our time, getting settled. And again, I think that's probably a good way of approaching this. Quarterback's going to hand off, bouncing outside to the 20, 5, 30, finally stood up, and right end. I think that's the first down. That was a nice burst into the middle of the field, and that is going to be a Harmon first and 10. They move the chain. So Harmon has had some success running the football. Now Atchison again trying to decide who's in and who's out on this defensive group. They're going to bring Colton Bonnell in. He's been out there the whole night. They're going to let him get a little breather here in the late going of the opening quarter, inside 2 minutes to play. I mean, Colton is only the quarterback, defensive back, and kicker. I mean, other than that, he doesn't do all that much out there, really. Minute 45 to go. This one is going to be wrapped up as the ball is snapped, and there's no gain. It'll bring up a second and long.
The bottom of that pile with Brady Barnes.
Make it second down and a dozen. Well, that time the Atchison front, were they just like coming on some kind of a blitz or something? Because they filled every gap and just like blasted back there.
Also makes a difference when Harmon can't count to 11. Playing out there with 10 players on the last play, and one of those that they were missing, tackle, right tackle. Makes a difference. You don't miss a lineman. You usually miss a wide receiver. That time playing without a right tackle brought him back in for the second down call.
Second and 12.
QB's going to run, boots right, throws late, going to be caught at the 35, 40, 45-yard line. That's a first down, but there's a marker back where the quarterback was at, and that's going to be a hold, and that's going to probably bring her back. Or was he across the line of scrimmage? He was really close. No, it is the hold.
Holding on Harmon.
That would be a great doctoral thesis topic. How many great plays and scoring plays have been brought back due to a holding call? Like a gazillion and two, right? But then again, sometimes that's why that was a great play, because there was a little hold going on. Got to march this thing back. It'll go all the way inside the 20, all the way back down to the 17, where they spot it down. And for the Hawks, in the last minute of the opening quarter, they've got a second down and, about 23. Running back to the immediate left hand of the quarterback. Snap back. QB's back. Looking right, throwing right. It's high, it's short. Jump ball intercepted. Down the left side, and at the 5, dancing to the middle. Touchdown, Phoenix. The interception is going to be made, and Atchison is going to score. And getting in there for the Phoenix is Noah Martin, a 5'6", 137-pound junior. So, again, that pass, and that's kind of what happened. The last pass that got picked off a little long. This one was a little short. And tell you what, Noah showed some upset. He got in the air, plucked that thing out, and then a nice little run back. He ran about the 5-yard line. He put on a little bit of a shifty move, cut back into the middle of the field, and got in for a half a minute to go in the first. It's 26-0. Atchison running in a late guy. Harmon running in a late guy. Harmon running in another late guy. The snap is back. And are they going to call anything? The guy coming in for Harmon was about the 20-yard line. Is that not offside? I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Taking a break. Half a minute to go. We're in the opening quarter in Atchison. Phoenix on a roll. Atchison 27. Harmon nothing.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
Phoenix ended up at the 40-yard line, and Atchison's defense, guys, has been getting them some great field position, putting some points on the board. 27-0 AHS. Kind of seeing the lights take effect for the first time on this new field. End over end kick is going to bound a couple of yards deep. Three hop out the back of the end zone, and here comes the Hawk offense.
Harmon going to take the field for, how about this, their fifth possession already here in the first quarter.
And, yeah, it's their possessions have ended with, a couple of punts and a couple of interceptions, right?
Yeah, two punts, an interception, and a pick six, so yeah.
Here comes Harmon out of the field, and they're going to bring wide to the left side, Dominic Edien. E-D-E-I-E-N, Edien. And there's a big size mismatch as he's going to be covered over here on the near side. Harmon looking across saying, Coach, we got 10.
Look, another lineman. Yeah. See? This time it's the guard.
Yep. Freshman. So there you go. Here's a hand. Boot, right side, 25, 35, putting his head down up to the 40-yard line. That's a 20-yard run into the right side. And on that play, Harmon just says, okay, I'm just going to outrun you to the outside and go as far as I can until you can finally catch me. That was nicely drawn up. And running to the right has been the best thing Harmon has been able to use so far.
Harmon, you let this thing go to the quarter, right?
Yeah, but I'm not sure that's going to happen. They're running out with 5. They're looking, and that's going to do it. We are at the end of quarter number 1 here in Atchison, Kansas. We'll be back to score. Atchison 27, J.C. Harmon nothing.
Win.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness. 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Nice crowd here tonight. Homecoming 2025 for AHS tomorrow. It's Benedictine Football on Care Radio. The Ravens out of Wilcox Stadium will be hosting Graceland out of Lamoni, Iowa. Pre-game on Care Radio at about 12:30. The Raven kickoff, 1 o'clock here on Care. To the flip ends of the field, and J.C. Harmon going to be right in front of us here for the first time, Gus. Get a good look at him. And as we do, I'm going to tell you what, quarterback Chase Brewer, pretty athletic-looking guy. You know, he's got some good size to him. Running back right behind him and David Harden. And here we go, first and 10, just shy of the 40-yard line. The handoff straight ahead and gain of a couple, maybe three, just across the 41. And that is a run just straight into the teeth of the defense. Got Aiden Honeywell. And they're picking up a tackle for the Phoenix.
Honeywell, along with Noah Martin, into the stop right there for Atchison, a 2-yard gain. And for Harmon, the biggest thing, clock continues to run between the play.
There you go. Atchison coming out in the 43 defense. Wide to the left side, that's going to be Dominic Edelin for Harmon. They're going to bring Jason Akikas to the right slot, now swinging back over to the left wing. Motion will go to the left, the wide side. They'll hand off at a jet sweep, and penalty markers go. We may have had a receiver getting away a little quickly.
It's going to go against Atchison.
Offside from the Phoenix.
There you go.
Good. 5-yard penalty.
Good catch on that.
Second down, 3. 11-11 left here in the first half. The 5-yard penalty will push the ball up in, what, probably the best field position of the day for Harmon. Ball out near the 50. They're going to mark it down at the 46-yard line. Harmon will have it there, 2nd and 3.
I see a lot of people walking around with the red shirts and a big A emblazoned on them. I thought maybe it was Arizona fans because they're playing tonight, but it's not. Those are Atchison fans. 2nd down, 3. So the Hawks getting a little boost from that penalty. Flare over to the left side is going to be out of reach for Akikas, and it will bring up now 3rd and 3.
That's going to bring up 3rd down and 3 for the Hawks.
Plays being shuttled in from the far sideline. Wide receiver is bringing it in. So right now it is Edelin and Akekas kind of shuffling those plays back and forth. And now we're even going to have the quarterback, Jace Brewer, going over. And that's probably not a terrible idea, just to make sure that everybody's on the same page. If you are Harmon with 10.5 to go in the first half and you're down by the score, you're getting close to midfield. You'd like to put together a drive. You just don't want to have any errors. You want to make sure everybody knows what the play call is. QB's back, throws a pass over the middle. It's going to be caught short of the first down, and the tackle made immediately. The reception was made on a nice catch by Deron Grayson, but Zion Mays with the tackle.
Come on.
So now the official's running over and grabbing a couple of Atchison players.
You got a player that's in the backfield and on the wrong side of the field, and Jordan's got to get, there we go. Kind of just make sure everybody stays under control early on.
Yeah. Probably a really good idea. So now for Harmon, just here, they're doing what you suggested on 4th and 2, just short of the 50. They are going to keep the ball. They're going to keep it on the ground. They're going to bust up the field. They're going to get it first down 50, 45, 40. Cutting into the middle, 35. Down to the 30-yard line, a run by David Harden. That was a great run, covering 27 yards on a 4th and 2.
That time, Jeremiah Thompson saved what was looking like it was going to be maybe a touchdown-type run, but a nice run by Harmon. Just ran into the middle, bounced it off tackle, pushed it forward into Phoenix territory all the way down to the 31-yard line. I like that right there. It's 4th and 2. Roll the dice a little bit and see what could happen.
And again, we saw it in the opening quarter. We're seeing it again in this quarter. Harmon's strength has so far been running right. That's where they've found a lot of their yards, although now they're going to send receivers wide to the left and to the right, left side to wide side, but they're going to go two receivers to the short side and not take a timeout. Again, I don't think they like the play call, and we're going to take a break, Joseph, with 9 minutes to go in the opening half. Atchison 27, Harmon nothing.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years. And our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Coming out of the timeout, you've got J.C. Harmon, who took the timeout. They're up over to football. Atchison coming out now from the near sideline. That's right. Atchison is on the near sideline. That's a little bit of a switcheroo. Haven't seen that in a while. Penalty markers prior to the snap. And in fact, Judge will say procedural call against the offense. High school football scoreboard show is going to be featured on 103.9 tonight. If you want to tune that in post game, catch scores and recaps and entertaining banter, we'll have all of those things. And Jake and Bob is going to be in the studio for those things. So pick that up there tonight. All right, with two to the left, the wide side, and one to the right. QB's back in trouble. The back did a nice job of stepping up. Now the throw downfield, pushing, shoving, and a catch is made. That has to be a pass interference on the defense, and the receiver still did a great job of focusing on that ball and calling it in.
Yeah, I'm not really sure why the official threw the flag, because the receiver made the catch. They're going to come out, say pass interference against Ash, then decline it, but that was an impressive little catch over there for Harmon.
First and 10 for the Hawks.
That time it was Darian Myrick making the reception over there.
Here comes Harmon. They are threatening. It is first and 10 at the 12. Deep now in Phoenix territory. QB loses the ball, picks it up off the ground at his shoelaces, and just kind of lunges forward for about two. He'll take it down to the 10.
That time, Yogi Purdy gets in there to make the stop for Atchison. It's second and 10 for Harmon. And right now, Harmon's kind of getting in a groove offensively, right? Like, they're figuring out what they're doing. Instead of sending the play in with the receiver, which they had done on that first possession, now they're sending the quarterback all the way over to the far sideline, getting the call from head coach Keith O'Neill, and walking it back into the huddle.
Marquez Taylor's wind to the right side on this second down call. Quarterback keeps it. He's in trouble. Breaks away. Cuts to the right. Cuts inside. All of that gains him a yard. And a late flag coming from way over on the far sideline.
Yeah,
the distance that flag came, it had to be something quite apparent.
Well, it came right as the running back was going to the ground. I wouldn't have guessed it was a face mask or a tackle. And it felt a little late for a hold, so it'll be interesting.
Okay, the quarterback is
personal
leaving the field
with no
face mask again.
Atchison.
Well, here's the deal.
Probably why the quarterback's coming off.
Quarterback's coming off the field with no helmet. His teammate runs his helmet over to the sideline. And, Gus, I don't think he's well, man. He got hurt as that helmet was ripped off his head. And their trainers are over there quickly taking a look at Jace Brewer, the starting quarterback for Harmon. So we'll see. When you got a freshman starting quarterback, let's see who our backup is. It is going to be receiver Marquez Taylor. Isn't that right? Three?
Nine.
Okay. He'll take the snap, handoff, bouncing outside. 10-5 for the goal line, leans in, and he's just short. It'll be a second to go, inches away.
Yogi with the touchdown saving tackle right there to bring it up now. Yeah, you called it second and goal, and now look over to the far sideline, and they're going to send this play in with, yeah, the new guy in there at quarterback, and it is going to be number 9, Victor Rodriguez Vital.
All right, so Victor comes in. Got a single man behind him, and that's going to be running back Harden. Hands off Harden, puts his head down, goes right side, leans and pushes, and the official eyes it up, and he is one blade of that new imitation surface from getting into the end zone.
Bertie Barnes in there on the stop for Atchison, and now the Phoenix going to utilize the timeout.
We'll hang on to it right here. We knew it wasn't Harmon using a timeout.
Yeah, Harmon has used all three of theirs already. We still have 7:06 left here in the second quarter, and so you figure Atchison just making sure everybody's on the same page, and for Harmon, you're going to go over to the sideline. You're going to talk about that. This is four down territory. You're going to go for it if you don't get it here. And if I'm Harmon, I'd probably go ahead and call two plays. That way, if the first one doesn't get in, you're quickly back up over the football, maybe catch Atchison and try to sleep right here.
Got a lot of games going on around the area. You've got Jefferson County North going up to Horton tonight. ACCHS is headed, I believe, up to maybe Riverside. I saw Tiger Transportation headed that way earlier this evening. All right, here we come. It's going to be a big, interesting call. Third down and goal, and well inside the 1 yard line. Harmon looking to get into the end zone. They haven't enjoyed that yet this season. Quarterback gets the snap. Hands off. Running back bounces outside. That was a great one-on-one tackle, and he's going to be held short. Going to bring up a fourth down. Bonnell with the tackle. Fourth down from the 2 yard line for J.C. Harmon. Where they're bringing in a very tall receiver. Checking back in for Harmon is going to be Jacob Akika. Harmon is going to go wide to the left side with Dominic Edelin. They're going to go wing to the right. Single back in the backfield is going to be Harden. QB's back, looking to throw, looking to throw. Lobs one back of the end zone. It's going to be picked off. Atchison up the field to the 20, and he will score with this. This is going to be a 100-plus yard interception for the Phoenix, and Jeremiah Thompson. And it's 6:07 to go in the half. Atchison will extend its lead. 33-0, Phoenix in front. And they'll be looking for a PAT. Just for Harmon, that's got to be a tough one right there. Just so close, and the spot had left them just short of the goal line. And Atchison with the interception, a couple of yards deep. Bonnell in for the extra point. Harmon continues to run players in. Now Atchison bringing in a late lineman. Looks like they may have everybody kind of settled in now. Harmon has been able to block one kick tonight. This one is on its way, and good. Timeout of the field at 6:07 to go in the first half. Phoenix stretches lead. Atchison 34, Harmon nothing.
Hi, it's Erica at Queen Bee Boutique. Whether you're looking for a perfect pair of Judy blue jeans, a chic dress, or a fun graphic tee, we've got something you'll love in sizes small through 3X. Complete your look with purses, accessories, and European brand makeup, Celesti. Treat yourself to California Mango Natural Hair Care at Queen Bee Fashion Meets Beauty, all in one stop. Visit us today at 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, and let's find your new favorite look.
On the far side of the football field, on the TV side of the football field. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back.
Amelia Earhart Stadium, the new and renovated Amelia Earhart Stadium. First game ever, guys. It's a historic night. We're here to enjoy that. And the Phoenix getting set to boot it away again. Bonnell will kick it away, and that one will go out of bounds, and a penalty marker sails in for Harmon. Penalty first and 10. They're going to have pretty good field position with this assessment of the penalty.
Who won the war on 24? Crossville?
That was a week ago.
Anyway. Silver Lake getting dumped tonight by Nemaha Central, down 28, and we're not out of the first half. So
Nemaha Central counted as state championship caliber material.
They definitely are. So it'd be a rough start if Silver Lake lost last week and are on track to lose again tonight. Manhattan leads Free State right now, 14-7. Derby over campus right now, 35-0.
I say the Demons are home tonight?
They are. You got the message, right, about the different sections.
Yeah, I got to make sure he's sitting in the right place.
Yeah.
Kind of like here tonight. There's reserved seating. First and 10. Here comes Harmon. And Gus, I'm very glad to see Jace Brewer, the quarterback for Harmon, back in. And looks like he's doing okay after having his helmet ripped off. He'll pitch over to the left side. A beautiful one-handed save of a very high pitch. It's going to be ultimately a 3-yard loss. And that's going to bring up a second and long for the Hawks. The pitch was just a little bit high. And I'm going to tell you what, had it not been for a very athletic play to get in the air and save that thing by Pierre Mitchell, that could have been a turnover deep in their own end by Harmon. But they're going to be looking at a second down and 14 at their own 31. Got to get out to the 45-yard line for the first down marker.
That time, Brody Barnes making the stop on the play.
Harmon's got Aaron Simmons wide to the left side this time. Handoff running back, hitting the backfield, needs a block, doesn't get it, cuts outside, gets to the line of scrimmage, and takes a savage shot on the near side. Bounces quickly to his feet.
It's
going to be a gain of a couple 3 yards. Third down, 11 or so. 5 minutes ago in the opening half. Halftime will include the pageantry that homecoming brings.
Third down and 12.
So you got that to look forward to here.
At the end of a quarter, Jackson Heights leading Morehill Mount Academy.
Jackson Heights counted as a front runner to be the conference champion in the NEKL coming into the season. They've done nothing to damage that early season look. We're going to get a delay of game against Harmon.
Delay of game on the offense, 5-yard penalty.
So they'll mark that back. It'll become the third down at about 17 here. 16, 17 to go from inside their own 30-yard line. Phoenix with a sizable lead. 4.5 to go in the first half. This time the coach not only had the quarterback, but also the running back and wide receiver on the far side come in along with him to that play-calling huddle. Third down long. You think they're going to pass? They are. The blitz is on. The quarterback's running for his life. He'll be sacked. Back at the 25-yard line, lose a couple, three more yards.
Back up to 25.
And it will bring up a fourth and
bottom
20 for J.C. Harmon.
Barnes in there on the tackle. Also, 66 is going to be Julian Schneider for Atchison, also in on the stop.
Atchison going to send Xavier Butler back for his own 45-yard line. The punts have been very high and short so far this evening by Harmon, and now we get another marker and
participation against Harmon. We got 12.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight,
I got 12.
Nine. I got, do you got a dozen?
Right? Three, six, nine, 10, 11, 12. We still have 12 on the field.
And we still got them?
I got four groups of three.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. Yeah. Yeah, here we go. We're finally going to run out.
John Oakley was always big on five times four.
Yeah.
But three times four, I can still do that one, too.
Three times four is 12. Snap back at the ankles. The kick away is blocked. And it's bounding around, and Atchison's going to come up with this thing in really good field position. It rolls off the ankle of a Harmon player.
It's an up man in the back.
Atchison, up man, dives on it. Again, it probably was going to make – no, it definitely was going to make no difference, actually, where the spot of that ball was going to come from. So for Atchison, a short field and 3:45 to go in the half and a 34-0 lead. Atchison, first and 10, going to have us at the Harmon 28-yard line. Because Harmon began that series at the 35. Here we go. Phoenix coming out over to football. They'll run up here quickly. Quarterback Bonnell's running back. Starts left, starts right. Now he's confused. Now he's coming back over to the right side of the quarterback. Kind of shifting his feet a little bit. Now he's running forward. And three players and I were running as that ball was back. It's going to... It's going to be a little bit of a penalty for AHS.
First and 15 from the off.
Back that march, I think, to the 33-yard line. Game two of the season. And even with the 34-0 lead, Atchison is going to come out of this thinking, okay, we did all right, but we got some things to continue to polish. Markers are all over the field, one on the sideline, one in the backfield. It's going to be false start, Atchison.
It's still game two.
It is. So we'll get this thing settled. Let's make it now first and 20 out of the 38-yard line. Back to throw. Bonnell looks right, now runs left, now steps up, now slips, now falls, and has fallen on to down him, and he'll pick up two. That play wasn't going anywhere. And you know what? Look downfield. There was really some pretty good coverage down in the secondary. Final looking down there, and he did not really have a good look at a receiver. So the thing that you do is you don't throw the ball when you don't have somewhere to throw it to, right?
Yeah, good smart play right there by a veteran quarterback to not try to force the ball down the field. Just hold on to it and figure out something for a better play like this.
And here it goes at the 30, 25, foot race to the 20. This might score at the 10 and into the end zone. Touchdown, Atchison. Nice little jitterbug and run by Zadron Mays. And he shows off his speed and running acumen. 40-0, Atchison. You might call it acumen. Could be acumen. PAT coming up for the Phoenix.
You know what you put in chili?
Pretty much cumin. You can put in a lot of stuff. It's a good spice to have. I don't think a lot of people use that. Here's your point after. Yogi gets it down. Colton gets it through. Timeout. 3 minutes to go in the half. Phoenix stretch their lead. It's Atchison 41. J.C. Harmon, nothing.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Philippines kickoffs have been very good. The last one, only one that did not go through the back of the end zone. It inbounded out of bounds around the three. And Colton Bonnell once again.
Okay, so we got one game that's at the end of the first quarter. We've got 3 minutes left in this one. And Hiawatha and Marysville are already to half.
Takes a long time to score 41 points. Here we go, crossing the field. And the Harmon return guy is going to be stood up and halted at the 24-yard line. It is first and 10 for J.C. Harmon.
But that nice tackle right there by Isaiah Kermode, 6'3" sophomore. Saw Lane somewhere earlier, so.
Oh, yeah. Got to be proud of the young fella, right? Inside, 3 minutes to go in the first half here. Coming to you from Natchez in Kansas. Meadowlark Conference. I always thought that was such a pretty name. Meadowlark. Casey did a nice job. Two to the left side. Here's a straight ahead run. Cuts across the 25-yard line. And Yogi Purdy drives David Harden into the ground. Yogi's got David by about 8 inches of height, 85 pounds of bulk. Running back, a diminutive guy. Second and 8. Crystal clear skies here tonight at Amelia Earhart Stadium.
If you want to be the guys on the sideline for either of these teams, you're playing pretty good about your chances to get in tonight.
You would like to think that there is some PT in your future. Here's a handoff, and immediately as the ball is handed off at the backfield, Yogi's back there to make another tackle for a loss. Flashback to high school. It's getting longer and longer every day. To get that varsity letter, was it the criteria participating in X number of varsity quarters? Isn't that how they determined if you were a letter winner? It seems to me that back in the prehistoric days, that's how it was.
Maybe back then. I think Walt was like, if you showed up to practice, you were probably going to get a varsity letter. He
didn't do anything wrong.
Nah, as long as you didn't rock the boat, you were going to get that varsity letter.
Yeah, didn't make off with any chin straps or helmets or anything. Third and a dozen. QB is going to roll, hit from behind, going to be ridden to the ground.
That time, Tyrese McGowan, a 6'2", 230-pound sophomore with the stop right there for Atchison.
And bring up a fourth down with a minute to go. At this point, you take a delay penalty, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just use every moment you humanly can. 50 seconds to go in a half. And Atchison is going to send, who's that? It's going to be Xavier back there. This ball is going to be brought back by Atchison from Harmon territory. The punt block. It was mishandled a little bit by the kicker. Now it's running around on the ground, and Atchison's going to have it inside the 20-yard line.
Okay, did that not hit?
Finally picked up at the 19-yard line. That's where the
okay.
will begin.
I actually thought it bounded off of the up back
and was recovered.
And then recovered by Harmon, but they're going to say that was not the case. Speaking of case, there he is.
Is he?
Sporting that 51.
Gotta love it.
I think he can get in tonight.
Now, I'll be interested to see how does Atchison approach this? Half a minute to go, 41-0. Going to start this possession deep in your opponent's territory. You just kind of cruise into the locker room?
Yeah, as you run this ball through the back of the end zone and into the locker
run
room.
Run on out. Well, they're going to go trips left. They're going to look to score here.
So they are still spelling it A-M-E-L-I-A.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pass left side, touchdown Atchison. Well, that took 5 seconds, and another catch by Cedron Mays. So now the PAT coming up, and the crowd just speaking freely among themselves because they're less focused, I think, now on what is transpiring That's good. Well, you gotta consider the source here. We're getting a 11th or 12th guy in for Harmon. Here's a snap back of the PAT. It's good. So the point after is good, and we're going to hang on to it, Joseph. We're down to 23 seconds to go in the half. Atchison goes in front now at 48-0. I've got a handful of scores, but
I'm not going to ruin those because I know Joseph is going to have that action-packed halftime, and he'll be able to keep you up to date with the scores going on around the MSC area.
Yeah, you know Joseph's been accumulating those and scanning the internet and following broadcasts from our wide and varied coverage of games around the area. So he'll be bringing all of that to you, along with other interesting tidbits. So stick around. Halftime will be here rather shortly. Return men setting in for Harmon at their own 5-yard line. 23 seconds to go. For Atchison, this is what, the 7th or 8th kickoff of the first half. And that kick is rolling around and will get out of bounds at the 15-yard line. And that was a roll of the dice that it probably was a good roll, right? 23 seconds to go.
Does it matter at this point?
Probably not really a lot. And that ball had bounded and kind of almost quit rolling on the hash marks just a few inches on the field of play and then kind of tumbled out for it to make that penalty.
If you're Harmon, you're on the ball off tackle right here, right? Like off to the right side because you've been really pretty successful bouncing that thing off the right side. If you get a yard, cool. If you get no yards, that's fine. You know what else you do? You run the 23 seconds off. There's one play left in this half.
You go to the diamond, maybe. Who knows?
My running back is counting. Yeah, I see you run a play just because you feel better about it, maybe.
See that? The running back is counting his teammates. And will get the ball and will be slung to the ground. Now it keeps his balance. Cuts back to the left. Stops. Cuts back to the right. Cuts back to the left. Run around some more, stays on his feet. Atchison absolutely unable to tackle the running back, and that will take us to halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half. These two teams are going to make their way off the field. It is Atchison 48, J.C. Harmon nothing.
Thanks for listening to our high school football game of the week here on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show with a complete recap of the first half action coming up right after this.
What is your name?
K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton Atchison.
Want to hear something cool?
Playing today's hit country along with local news, sports, and weather.
Don't let the flu slow you down this year. You can roll on in for a drive-through flu shot at Amberwell Atchison or Amberwell Hiawatha. Drive-through at Amberwell Atchison on either Tuesday, October 7th or Wednesday, October 22nd. Drive-through at Amberwell Hiawatha on Friday, October 10th. Morning, afternoon, and early evening time slots are available on all dates. Register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Well, good to have you back with us here at Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas, where halftime finds the homestanding and homecoming Phoenix leading at 48-0. Joseph producing and engineering in the studio. He's going to be entertaining you at halftime here shortly. Tom Couch with you, Gus Couch to my left, and Paul Gus. Got the festivity of homecoming, getting ready to to unravel here in front of the crowd, and it's a nice crowd. Can I make a prediction? You like it when I go out on my really flimsy limbs, right? My flimsy limb prediction is there will not be this many people here when the final whistle blows.
I'm going to go out on that same limb and say there may not be this many people out there when the second half starts.
Yeah, you got something there.
When Atchison's so disinterested in the second half of this game, I can't remember the last time I saw a team stay out for half to watch the ceremony.
Yeah.
But we also don't see many still during halftime.
So. That's true.
Anyway,
but we'll see a lot of homecomings this year. We obviously see 6 or 8.
We're gonna do one more next week.
Can we?
Let's go to Tigerland and see one. And can I tell you, they're gonna prove me wrong this time. But typically, do theirs before the game.
They do, which is nicely done.
Done correctly. Talk about Atchison. Coming off of a game last week where they went to Ottawa, lost 49-7, they've kind of flipped the script here tonight, scoring 48 points, kind of getting that offensive identity, having some really good plays tonight. You talk about Jack Bilderback, well, he started the game. Back-to-back possessions of one-yard runs. At the 725 mark, he went in for a yard out. At the 247 mark, he went from 1 yard out. Then, about 16 seconds later, Colton Bommel, after an interception by Jeremiah Thompson, well, he made a house call to Jeremiah Thompson. Thompson with the interception, very next play, takes one to the house from 47 yards out. With that, Atchison found themselves up 20-0. But they weren't done scoring in the first quarter. They then got a Noah Martin pick six to cap off the first quarter. So at the end of one, Atchison led 27-0. Scoring subsided just a little bit, though, in that second quarter. Jeremiah Thompson then had a pick six at the 6:07 mark. At 3:02, it was a 38-yard run by Zadron Mays. And then, right there, before the half at the 23-second mark, Colton Bonnell with a 30-yard touchdown pass to make it 48-0 here at the half. For Atchison, next week, they're going to be on the road. And here's the thing for Atchison. They are going to be on the road until October 17th.
Right. And they are giving up a home game because when you talk to the staff here, the minute this game's over and they get everybody shoved out of here, they're going to start working on this track. Because the field is done, the track underlayment is in place, but the track, the rubberized, that kind of reddish-orange track surface is not yet in place. They're going to immediately start putting that down. Like, it's starting tonight, first thing in the morning, going to get that down. And it will take approximately 3 weeks for it to cure and then stripes to be put down for the lanes and so forth. And so this field has to be left untouched. So that is why they're going to give up a home game and not be back here for a minute.
Yeah, so the next handful of games are going to be at Sumner, at Schlegel, at Washington. Not till October 9th, that they'll go to Hummer and play Highland Park. They're back on the 17th against Parsons and will finish off on the 24th against Kansas City Wyandotte. For Harmon, we talked about that very first game of the season where they lost it 6-0 versus Maranatha. Well, next week, they're going to get Casey Washington, then Highland Park, Wyandotte, at Schlegel, Sumner, and they'll finish the regular season at Casey Northeast, a Missouri school. That's not until October 24th. And we talk about, like, October 17th and October 24th. Can I tell you, those dates are going to sneak up on us pretty quickly.
It always seems to happen like that. You know, the football season gets going, and wait a minute, we're week two already. In a minute, it'll be week four, and you're halfway through the season, and it goes pretty much quickly.
I like the new lights.
Do you?
Do you?
Because
they're nice. Yeah, they're better than some of the lights we see in a season.
We've seen a lot of darker fields in this, right? With spots that you can't see the ground.
No, we've seen games where sometimes the lights go out and then we call the game.
And then it can never get it back on.
That's happened before, you know?
Yeah.
And we've also gone to Marshall before, and sometimes they have all the lights on, and you can't tell that they ever turn them on.
You would never, ever, ever know.
Neither here nor there. How about tomorrow afternoon?
You know what that means? We play day games, and that's what we're going to do tomorrow.
I say tomorrow afternoon, let's go to a place, let's play a day game at a stadium that doesn't need any lights.
Doesn't need them. Benedictine College is going to be at home, and it's what Stars and Stripes weekend up on Raymond campus. BC is going to be hosting conference opponent Graceland. Ravens are going to be taking their, and it depends which poll you look at, number two in the nation or number three in the nation, depending whose numbers that you're looking at.
And Monday we're going to get the first NAIA poll, actually, our
official one.
Yep.
Not a coach's poll, not a media poll, but actually the official NAIA poll will come out. Ravens are going to be playing a Graceland team that rolled up, what, 60-some points, 70-some points last week?
Yeah, only like 69 points against William Woods, which everybody should be doing that against William Woods.
So that means William Woods has given up 150 or 60 points in the last two games and scoreless.
Yeah.
They've lost the last two games like 160 to nothing.
They're just bad.
They're not good. Anyway, Graceland is good, and we're going to have them with Benedictine tomorrow here on Care Radio. Pre-game at about 12:30. Join us. We'll be talking to Coach Osborne. We'll be getting the keys to the game, insights, and information about the teams and players.
I've got some pretty good Dairy Queen Grill and Show keys to the game for tomorrow.
I like it.
And can I tell you, my keys are my keys. They will not be followed at all tomorrow. I'm just going to throw that out there.
We've got the kickoff at 1:00, and we've got our Meet the Coach series continues tomorrow for halftime. So, yeah, stick around. We've got some great stuff coming your way. That said, we're going to take a little bit of a breather here. Halftime introductions are going on. The king and queen candidates being introduced to the crowd on hand, and we'll be back to bring you the second half of this game live here on Cure Radio. But right now, with that intermission score, Atchison's Phoenix, 48. J.C. Harmon, nothing. Back we go to Joseph in the Care Radio Sports Studio. He's got you halftime.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 KAIR Horton Atchison. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got Benedictine Ravens action for you from home tomorrow as the Ravens will be playing host to Graceland. Tune in right around 12:30 or so to make sure that you get all of that pregame show. Kickoff is scheduled for 1 p.m. We have daily sports announcements and programming as the week continues. Of course, we have the live sports that we do every single day. Coming up on Thursday night, we'll have Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday nights. Coming up this Friday night, we'll have Valley Falls at ACCHS, with the game having a 7 p.m. kickoff from Effingham. Then next Saturday, on the 20th, we'll have Benedictine on the road in Dubuque, Iowa, taking on Clark. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area and the scores as I have them.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure what you are doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide residential, commercial, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net, providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Taking a look around the area, we've got some scores to report. Sabetha is leading Perry-Lecompton with a score of Sabetha 21 to Perry-Lecompton's 7 at this point at the half. In the third, it is currently Maryville trailing Hiawatha with a score of Hiawatha 21 to Marysville 8. That's with 11 minutes and 1 second remaining in the third. At the half, it is Holton and Riley County very tightly in play, with Holton at 17 points, Riley County at 14 points. In the game out at Silver Lake, in the Silver Lake game, Nemaha Central is leading Silver Lake 28-0. And in the Marhill Mount Academy game across town from the Atchison High game that we're bringing you tonight, it is Jackson Heights sitting at 48 points to Marhill Mount Academy 6, with 7 minutes and 12 seconds left in the second quarter. In this game, we've got Atchison at 48 points with Harmon sitting at 0. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly clear tonight with a low of 69. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. Highs level off around 95. Tomorrow night, 69. Temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday, with highs in the low 90s. Slight chance of rain showers Sunday. Slight chance for storms on Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It currently is 83 degrees in downtown Atchison. We've got clear conditions out there. It feels like 87 with the winds out of the south at 8 miles per hour. Relative humidity is 61%. The dew point is 68 degrees Fahrenheit. The barometric pressure, well, it's on the rise at 20.90 inches of mercury. We will be back to Tom and Gus Kautz fieldside in just a few moments.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Summer's better without the bites. At Urban Lawn Care, they offer professional lawn spraying that knocks out mosquitoes, chiggers, ticks, ants, and spiders, and all those uninvited pests. Safe for pets and kids. Tough on bugs. You can schedule a one-time treatment or keep your yard protected all season long with monthly or bi-monthly plans. Take back your lawn. Call Urban Lawn Care today for a free estimate and get on the schedule. Urban Lawn Care, local, dependable, and here to help you enjoy your yard again. Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care 93.7. It's time now for second half action of our high school football game of the week.
Hey, welcome back. Amelia Earhart Stadium here in Atchison, Kansas. The place to be is the Phoenix fans enjoying homecoming 2025. They've had the pageantry of the introductions, the king and queen and their court, and now the AHS dance group is out on the field entertaining the crowd, and 20 minutes may not be enough for halftime here at Amelia tonight, Gus.
Yeah, I mean, we're down to the last 2:17 on the clock. I mean, we'll put 3 minutes back up there to let everybody kind of warm back up.
I'm trying to get out of
a class photo.
Yeah, because it's like the class of,
95, Mickey was in it.
Is this 95?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm much too young to be associated with those old people.
I'm telling you. Can you answer something for me?
I'll tell you an answer.
Maybe I'll ask.
May not be right.
Maybe I'll ask Lukanoff later and he'll have an answer for me.
Will that be right?
He'll do a good job making up, though.
Okay.
I'll be proud of him.
Okay.
My question is, why? Why the 3 minutes?
I don't know.
I don't have a problem with the 3 minutes. Just throw it on there at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Instead of making it a 20-minute halftime, we all know it's going to be 23 minutes. Just put 23 on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm just reading too deep into this and is the,
Yeah, I'm going to give you a little tip. The second half will take 16 minutes and a minute between 8 quarters. So it's going to take 17 minutes.
We know that.
We know that. I know that as a fact.
Okay, I was going to go check on that.
I have done that. I have reached out, and the response is in the affirmative.
Woo-hoo.
So there's nothing wrong with that.
Wow, Mitt Buchanan is so good. Mitt Buchanan playing Centralia tonight. Okay?
Really?
And Mitt Buchanan has played a few of these teams. I think they played Centralia maybe last year.
And Centralia is good.
Yeah. No. Struggle a little bit with Mitt Buck. At midway through the third quarter, Mitt Buchanan, 42, Centralia, 6.
Oh, my. Well, there you go. Well, we're down to the last little bit here. Getting ready to go to the second half of tonight's game. Again, we'll remind you that the High School Football Scoreboard Show, featuring Jake and Boz and a cast of many, is going to be coming your way, and you'll be able to tune that in on 103.9.
We talked about next week, we're going to go out to Tigerland.
Yes.
Taking a homecoming.
Yes.
We're going to have ACCHS in Valley Falls, I believe, for homecoming. How about this? At the break, the Tigers and Riverside 7-7 at the break. So ACCHS having a good start to the season.
Yeah, good for them. We're looking forward to getting out there and seeing them. They're always extremely hospitable and, you know, very, very kind and generous hosts.
We will have a chair.
I was debating, do I even go there? I was thinking, should I mention a chair?
A chair.
Did they say something about a check?
You know, I laugh. We got to zero probably 2 minutes ago on the clock.
Now we go to 12.
And now they put it back to 12. Yeah. So, both teams kind of out here. Atchison on the near sideline. They're kind of milling around. They seem ready to go. And if you look on the far side of the field, or to the south end zone, if you will, Harmon still going through a few calisthenics. You got a couple coaches with a couple players pulled aside, just kind of going over the plans for the second half and trying to get everything in the right direction.
I mean, certainly for Atchison, head coach Jordan Malcolm didn't spend a lot of time with these guys. They enjoyed, you know, sitting out here on the field and taking in the halftime stuff. I don't know, there's really not a lot you're going to say there. If you are Harmon, you just got to, say, okay, guys, hey, we're just going to get better. We're going to win a series. So let us score. Let's start with maybe even getting a first down and then a score. Haven't done that yet this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think they had a couple drives there in the first half that I think you're happy with, right?
Like
they were all the way down to the one.
Yeah.
I think for them, build on a series like that. Put together a few plays. Try to just get something positive to happen, and I think that's really the story here of the second half for Harmon. So, for Harmon, they're finally making their way over to the far sideline. They are on the west sideline. Atchison here on the near sideline of the east side. As Bommel throws the ball around a little bit, getting ready to tee it up for the start of the second half.
Looking for no moonlight yet here this evening. We had the flip of the coin and Harmon deferred. So we're gonna get the visitors getting the ball first, right? Here begin the third quarter.
We have 66% illumination tonight, but the moon won't rise until 10:17 p.m.
Yeah, I figure it's close to 11, yeah.
And if you're worried about when the next full moon is, you've still got 25 days.
Yeah. You got a minute to wait.
So
Tomorrow,
92 degrees, and next Friday night, high of 78.
Yeah.
I was laughing. I was debating wearing pants last week. I wore shorts, and today there was never a question about that.
We are underway with a second half, but a kickoff is fumbled and rolling around and picked up and up the right side. Was it Harmon? Nice little return after all of that to do. And where will they mark him down? Across the 20, across the 22-yard line. They're going to mark it down to the 22-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Hawks. We are moments into the second half. And again, it is anticipated to roll along unimpeded. Harmon huddled up on the far sideline and getting some instructions, and just got to come out and look to have a little better second half. You got head coach Keith O'Neill over across the way. And he's going to send his guys out again. I love it. Look at him getting those line splits set. I like it. First and 10 to their own 22-yard line. Here comes Harmon. Quarterback with a single man behind him. Going to turn around. Penalty marker sails. Will stop the first play of the second half.
So the Phoenix are going to spot Harmon 5 yards right here. It'll be first and 5 for the Hawks. How about this? Colorado trailing Houston at half, 16-14, right?
Okay.
In the first quarter, Houston scored 10 points, 183 yards of offense in the first quarter against that Colorado defense.
So
things have leveled out a little bit.
Two field goals since?
Yeah. Speaking of field goals, Kansas State has a field goal and a lead against Arizona right now. 3-0 with 6:47 left in the first quarter.
All right, with 2 to go left on a first down and 5. Quarterback will plant it in the midsection of running back, and he is hit immediately and goes to the ground and will lose a couple of yards here. It'll bring up a Hawk. Second down and 11. Harmon in the white with purple. Atchison in the red with white here tonight. Is there a much larger logo around? I was doing the math a little bit ago. That is a 28-yard logo out there. It takes over a quarter of the field. That's pretty impressive. Second and 11. Two receivers to the left side. Again, your quarterback gets Chase Brewer. Flares it over to the near flat where it is caught at the 20, running into the middle, across the 25, and up around the 28-yard line. We're going to make it a third down. About four.
Barnes makes the stop on the play for Atchison.
That was almost kind of like, sort of a tunnel screen, right? I mean, he was running across the grain and into the middle. Kind of a delayed thing. It wasn't like it was really snapped up through that seam.
Yeah, the lineman never really got upfield to kind of turn it into a tunnel screen, but the receiver definitely ran towards the quarterback to make that reception.
Yeah. So here we go on a third down call. QB back, two-step drop, pumps once, pulls it back down, runs up, now throws late, man open, and it's nearly picked off and slapped to the ground, and it will be incomplete. Getting a hand of the ball for Atchison, that was Kale Williams, a 6'2" senior defensive back.
Oh, as soon as I give Kansas State a little credit, they turn around and give up a touchdown. Things happen. 7-3 now.
Are they in Manhattan tonight?
No, they're at Arizona.
Okay.
So we're starting still late.
Is there any late games? I'm needing a late game in my life tonight. Is there any West Coast college football this evening?
Yeah. 9:00, New Mexico goes to UCLA.
What time is it?
8:34.
Ooh. Oh, that's going to be tough.
We'll get some of it.
Fourth down, four. And punting is going to be Harmon. The kick is away. That's maybe his best punt of the day.
Oh,
bounce to the 50, to the 45. Great roll for Harmon to the 40, down to the 36-yard line. Easily his best punt of the evening.
Yeah, without a doubt, right? I mean, that ball hit, it rolled. I mean, all night, Harmon's had a lot of pressure on the punter, and that time he was able to get away a nice, clean kick. Atchison going to leave their starters in. And I'm not surprised by this. Like,
yeah,
usually
you
give
them
the first series in the second half. So.
Yeah.
Then after that, you'll probably see a nice heavy dose of using the program. And to that end, we've used the program a lot tonight. I'm guessing the email didn't work for Coach Ed Malcolm just this week.
Failed. Here's a straight-ahead run. And
Yogi Purdy on the quarterback.
Yogi is going to quarterback the team on that snap. Run straight ahead. And he'll pick up about
the end of it on the play. Going to bring up second down and three.
Now, the Chiefs will be leaving the first unit in on late Sunday.
Yes. Noah Martin into the ball game. He'll line up wide to the right side.
Yogi's going to run the ball club in this series. He's back to throw, being chased out of the pocket. Easily outruns the defender. He throws that, and he throws it deep. He's got a wide-open receiver at the 5, and it's a touchdown, Phoenix. Two-play drive for Atchison. Covers 64 yards.
Might see a receiver call tonight.
Yeah, okay.
Touchdown pass.
That time the receiver catches the ball and just unnecessary.
Okay. A little jubilant down here. 6.5 to go. Atchison, P-A-T, coming up. I'll tell you what, Yogi Purdy shows a strong arm. That ball was in the air a long way.
Thing was a rocket from Yogi.
Yes, it was.
What do you want to call that?
When I say 64,
something
like that. Yeah, so we're going to get taunting against the Phoenix.
Okay.
So it appears Harmon will.
Leading 54 to nothing. Atchison looking for his PAT. And Phoenix going to get one more lineman darting out here. Bonneler had a very busy night. He's had a kick block, but not that one. Gets right through there. We're going to take a break. Timeout, 5.5 to go in the third. Phoenix 55, Hawks nothing.
Don't let the flu slow you down this year. You can roll on in for a drive-through flu shot at Amberwell Atchison or Amberwell Hiawatha. Drive-through at Amberwell Atchison on either Tuesday, October 7th or Wednesday, October 22nd. Drive-through at Amberwell Hiawatha on Friday, October 10th. Morning, afternoon, and early evening time slots are available on all dates. Register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
Atchison's going to put his kickoff unit out of the field. We're down to 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Phoenix stretching the lead to 55 to nothing. And again, for Atchison fans, and they have stuck around nicely. And here's the deal, Gus. You mentioned that they're not going to see this team at home for a while, so going to enjoy this opportunity here tonight. It's kind of nice. They invited recently retired head coach Jim Smith out to be honorary captain for the coin flip at the onset of the ball game here tonight. Here's the kick. Last two have gone out of bounds, and that one is going to stay in and be picked up at the one. It trickled, but then stayed in, and the tackle is going to be made around the 15-yard line. So Harmon is going to have the football first and 10 from around their own 15.
On the tackle.
3.5 to go in the third quarter.
Cody Peterson, another soft will begin this drive.
And it will be
from the 15,
J.C. Harmon football. Scoreboard show coming up on 103.9. It's the conclusion of this one here tonight. So join Jake and Boz and the gang. Get your scores and get your updates. Talk about what's going on around. Get you recaps from many venues. And possibly this one.
Hey, Morehill Mount Academy and Jackson Heights have made it to halftime.
Okay. This is good. You're saying we'll be done sooner?
I don't know about that.
Okay. Not going to go that far. First and 10. They're going to mark him. They're going to mark him right as a 15. QB's back, throws it right, and penalty markers on the field as the completion is going to be made. Let's see what this is going to be all about.
Was it a penalty marker or was it a glove?
Is that what
I
it
think
was?
All these Atchison players had yellow gloves, and I think the far side cornerback lost a glove on the play.
Oh, okay.
See over there on the far side?
I do.
You've got the right glove. Yeah, I think one came off during the play.
Well, they need to be a little snugger. It's a 9-yard pickup, second down and a yard as we go inside 2 minutes to go in the third. Harmon, quarterback, takes a snap, looking over the middle, rolls to the right side, thinking about running the ball. Now he's going to throw late, has a man downfield, and over the shoulder catch. That was a thing of beauty across the 45 and up near midfield. It is a Harmon first and 10.
That time an excellent reception over there by Darion Grayson, a junior for Harmon. Yeah, you know how many times you see, like, outfielders with the sunglasses still on their head and then lose the ball in the sunlight? How many times you see receivers and cornerbacks with the gloves, but then they don't fasten them, right? They just kind of hang there and dangle.
Now, for me, that over-the-shoulder catch that we just saw by Harmon, that's one of the things that beauty sports have. Some plays that I just think are just magical, and here's a pass into the flats that's going to go for maybe a little loss, and again, you have a defender standing over, and now we got penalty markers all over the field in the defensive backfield. I'm talking about things of beauty, the over-the-shoulder catch on a full run, the finger tip.
The finger roll is your favorite, right?
The finger roll,
the breakaway, over the front lip of the rim, and just drop it home is probably your all-time play.
Thing of beauty. And so, yeah, there are plays in sport that know, are just something very, very special. Now we're getting a...
So the player that we were tending to, the first one, sprinted off, just jumped straight up and ran. And now we have another player that...
Okay, the 95 degrees at kickoff tonight probably not helping, and Patrick wasn't there to remind them to start hydrating Sunday. So, officials are huddling up here a little bit, and the teams are huddling up, and what is going to be, the officials are talking to the coaching staff, and I'm waiting to see
the personal foul again. Harmon.
Oh, okay.
The only real question about that play was it during the play or was it a dead ball penalty? Because that makes a little difference.
So this is going to be an expensive penalty with a minute to go in the third quarter. It's going to take the football back inside the 30-yard line, the Harmon 30. Where they're going to put this rock down? It's a 28-yard line. So that'll make it a first down and... 30? Is that right? Yeah. I'm calling it a first and 30. Hawks with the football going from right to left in the third quarter.
So Harmon with the football, quarterback drops back, looks to the right. He's got a man. He's open and can't make the catch. It was intended over there for the same receiver, number 4. Isaiah Cormode in there on coverage right there for Atchison. Incomplete pass is going to bring him now second and 31. We've got 50 seconds left here in the third quarter.
Probably going to have time enough to get up, what, maybe one more play here before the third comes to an end?
Yeah, this should be the last play of the third quarter.
Yeah. Couple of receivers to the right side, couple to the left, ball on the left hash mark. QB with a running back to the right, three-step drop down, flushed out of the pocket, running, throws one late, and it is going to come up short of his intended receiver. Look over in the right flat. Harmon was trying to find Deron Myrick, sophomore receiver, but it's going to come up a little bit short, and here's the deal, Chase Brewer being chased out. Could never really get any little zip on the ball, so it's going to go incomplete. And then we will not get off another play before the third quarter draws to a conclusion. We'll be back. Fourth quarter coming up. It's homecoming. 20-25 for the Phoenix. And it's all Atchison. AHS 55, J.C. Harmon, nothing.
Taco? Burger? Why not both? Try Taco John's one-of-a-kind taco burger with 100% North American beef, zesty mild sauce, lettuce, and cheddar cheese on a warm bun. Taco Burgers, only available at Taco John's. Come try a taco burger today. At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So that's what we make. And how do you make a better taco even better? Making it $1.39 on Tuesdays couldn't hurt. Better tacos are just $1.39. Every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
Coming back to Amelia Earhart Stadium for fourth quarter of play. And it's a third down and very long. How much is very long? Third down and 30. QB rolling to his right. Pressure's on. Throws it short. Caught. Drop. Incomplete. Bounces just a little bit, probably, behind the intended receiver out there. That is Chevy Sheeler. And he kind of had to twist around and contort himself a little bit to try to reach back and haul that pass in, but not able to make that happen. It'll go incomplete, and Harmon looking now at a fourth and 30. The ball at their own 28-yard line. 55-0 Atchison. They've sprinted to an early lead. So And Harmon's got to go for it here on 4th and 30. Quarterback is back. We get markers. Play is stopped, and it's illegal procedure, Harmon. So the 4th and 30 becomes 4th and 35. And the ball is going to go back inside the 25-yard line. Homecoming crowd has absolutely done a marvelous job of hanging around and staying around here this evening. So, taking that penalty, the offense is going to stay out there for Harmon. Fourth down, 35 at their own 23-yard line. Quarterback is back. Steps up. Lops one. Left side. His receiver is a little bit short. Receiver goes up for the ball, and a Phoenix player comes in late and is able to deflect it. That is going to be sophomore Jamin LeVere. So Jamin is able to get a handle of the ball and kind of alter its track enough to make it go incomplete, and the Atchison offense back on the field. Their only second half possession was a two-play drive, and the long pass from Yogi Purdy for the score.
Look over there on the right side. You're going to have a new right tackle into the ballgame. That's going to be Ethan Marcano, a 6-foot sophomore for Atchison.
And you're going to have Cameron Thompson quarterbacking the club. Illegal participation for Atchison is they're trying to get the right guys, in and out. But Cameron Thompson's going to be your quarterback for the Phoenix.
Marte McGowan is going to be your running back right now. You're also going to have out there Brady Clark.
Are you leaving us?
Good luck tomorrow.
9:20 to go in the ballgame. A little wraparound handoff into a lot of traffic. Busting outside. Oh, big hit across the way.
Marte McGowan.
Didn't gain a lot. Back to the line of scrimmage, perhaps, goes McGowan. It'll bring up a second down, and back to that second down at about 15.
Look out there at left. Here on the left side of the line. Yeah, you can have a on the left side, Colt Harris out there. Colt, a 5'10" freshman.
Good to see those young guys getting that PT. I like it. Second down at 15. From the 28-yard line, nice snap, handoff, hitting the backfield, swarm. There will be a little bit of a loss on that play. And just as quickly as Marte got the ball, he met a couple of defenders. I mean, they were there as quick as the football was there. So there will be a loss of a couple, making a third down, and, 19-ish. We are inside 8 minutes to roll. 55-0 Phoenix out front. Atchison is going to swing around over to the slot right side. That's going to be Grady Clark. Snap back, QB back. Left-handed quarterback, by the way. Now he sees nobody, going to run with it. And we'll have the pegs taken out from beneath him and he gets inside the 30-yard line down to the 29. He'll pick up a couple 3 yards on that play. That'll be fourth down and double digits.
Going to bring up fourth down and 15 from the
7:10 to go here tonight. Yeah, the Phoenix is going to have some road trips after this one.
Time out on the field.
Not sure why there's a timeout on the field. Nobody else.
We had a player who went off with a little helmet issue for Harmon, and
like,
I think the official didn't really call. He just stopped it for a minute and said, "Hey, y'all, let this guy get out of here and get a new headgear." QB's back, the lefty over the middle, in and out of the hands of the defender. And it's going to go incomplete.
So with the incomplete pass, we're going to get a turnover on down.
That's Isaiah Commode was the intended receiver here on the near side for the Phoenix.
Isaiah, got some hops.
Yeah, look at that size. 6'2", senior. So, for Harmon, the defensive stand gets us down to 6 minutes to play.
Out on the field, you're going to have Tristan Smith, a 6'1", 210-pound defensive end. On the other defensive side, you're going to have Connor McDaniel, a freshman. Along the front line, at the nose tackle, you're going to have Colt Harris, the 5'10", 170-pound freshman. Kid's a rock in the middle.
Here we go. First and 10. Carmen Singh, can they get the goose egg off the board? They'll sweep to the right side, run the width of the field, but unable to get it turned up. It'll be no gain on the carry.
Jamin Levere, the 5'6", 140-pound sophomore, making the stop on the play.
Now, Gus, just tell me, if you're a young running back, I mean, and you're getting some carries or the rock, okay, and you know you got some really good wheels, and he did, he does, but at some point you have to learn, at some point, you've got to plant that foot and turn her up, right?
Yeah.
And that's hard. You think you're going to outrun everybody and get a lot of daylight, and that's probably not going to happen.
Problem is that sideline comes up pretty quickly if you're fast.
Second down and 9 at the 30-yard line. Wind whipping up a little bit. You might hear it in the background. QB rolls right, pumps, pulls it down. He's going to just step out of bounds.
A time over there. To help usher him out of bounds, he's going to be 35. Grady Clark. Clark is a long snapper, a 5'11 sophomore for Atchison.
Third down and 9 for Harmon. 4.5 minutes left in the game. I'm seeing these classes of, you know, graduating class groups sitting down here. My class is considerably older than any of them, and I marvel, Gus, at how I've stayed so handsome, youthful, and good-looking all of these years. Stunning, really. 4 minutes left in the game. Quarterback is back, steps left. He's got some room because he got the wheels. He throws late. It's a jump ball, and it's picked off by the Phoenix at the 45. Quarterback might have been a step or so across the line.
Mason Weaver, a 6'1", 130-pound freshman with the interception over there.
So there you have it. The Phoenix are going to get her back.
Atchison turns the near sideline and get everybody on the same page and all their new linemen into the ballgame.
Down to 3.5 minutes remaining. Who we got coming in? 34-80. Let's give credit to Jamin Levere. We had him out there earlier, 5'6", and a 140. We've also got Grayson Shepherd, 6'1", 170 junior. He's in the game, and he's going to be he's way out here in the backfield, and now the quarterback is going to say, yeah, step up there in the slot. This quarterback now is Kobe Seymour. Kobe at 5'6", and 137-pound freshman. And the Phoenix are going to get a time, take a timeout. We're going to take a break. They're trying to make sure all these new guys know where they're supposed to be and for whom they have come into the game. And we're going to take a break. 3:10 to go. Atchison leads 55-0.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Okay, coming out of the timeout, it would appear that everybody's kind of gotten it figured out. And here comes the Phoenix offense. It'll bring up a first and 10. They're at their own 45-yard line. QB pitches outside, coming up the numbers and picking up about 4, just shy of the midfield stripe.
That time getting a lead block over there by Ethan Marcano, allowing the running back to turn the corner right there.
Gain of 5 on the play.
Second down, 6. Just short of the 50-yard line. Motion quickly to the right side. Taking their time, talking it over. Are they waiting for the count now? Is that what they're doing? quarterback with his hands on his hips, so he's waiting for something.
Yeah, he's looking over the far or the near sideline, and one of the coaches is saying, wait, wait, and then he points to him that you can begin the case
now,
at that point.
Now go. There's a hand up into the middle. It's going to lose a couple of yards. And we'll be down to 2 minutes to play here.
You know, the one thing we didn't talk about?
What's that?
New turf field.
Yeah.
We've also got play clock.
Oh, yeah.
And so those have been very helpful this evening.
Didn't help me a bit. I never noticed him.
Really?
Yeah, never.
Nope.
Just because they're 4 foot tall, bright red letters don't mean I'm going to see him. I'm too busy looking at the scoreboard wanting to see how many TOLs win. We don't have that. Third down, 11. Phoenix with the ball. And a minute 40 to play. Quarterback, quick pass over the middle. Oh, just off the fingertips of his intended receiver. That was a nice little pass. A little bit of mustard on it. Xavier Graydon just could not quite grab it up the 130-pound freshman receiver.
And Allen's going to bring up a fourth down for the Atchison offense. And they're going to take their time. 27, 26, 25 now on the play clock. So by the time Atchison's able to take this snap, we'll be down under a minute to play.
Big football Saturday coming up tomorrow. We'll be talking about it. Lots of games around the country, but only one that matters to us, Benedictine, here on Care Radio. Or even say 1 o'clock kickoff at Wilcox Stadium with Graceland. Care free game 12:30. Snap back, QB back, markers all over. And I'll tell you what, the happiest guy out there, Gus, is wearing kind of a happy guy number, right? You got Kobe Seymour, Phoenix quarterback, sport number 28. And he was really happy to see that flag come out because there were about four linemen about ready to grab him up. And so a Phoenix penalty will be assessed, and we may or may not have another snap. We'll see. I think they're going to want to get one more. Play clock, yeah. The play clock is going to force them to take it one more time. Now that I see the play clock.
5 seconds difference, yeah.
He's back, throws it up for grabs, and there's a pick. 50, 40, 30, oh my, 20. Can it happen? It couldn't. And the final score tonight, Atchison 55, J.C. Harmon nothing. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
You've been listening to High School Football on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for our post-game show featuring our Highland Community College drive summary. The post-game show starts right after this.
Here's today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country 93.7.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? TexRx Pharmacy has you covered. TexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, TexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At TexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit TexRx.com to book your consult with TexRx Pharmacy today.
Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas, for the Phoenix in homecoming 2025. Gus, this game was in doubt. Never, pretty much, at any point in the course of the evening. Atchison scoring. They did not actually score on their first possession, but on their second, their third, their fourth, their fifth.
Yeah, and then at that point, they just went kind of crazy. Atchison able to score a couple Jack Bilderback runs, a Jeremiah Thompson reception, Jeremiah Thompson pick six, and Noah Martin pick six, Adron Mays had a touchdown, Colton Bonnell threw another one, Yogi hit Zadron Mays. So when it was all said and done, Atchison with 55 points comes away with a nice win here. They now move to 1-1 on the season, and next week they're going to turn their attention to Meadowlark action as Atchison's going to be on the road. They'll be on the road now until mid-October, but they're going to be at Sumner Academy next week.
And you and I are going to go up to Wilcox Stadium tomorrow afternoon where the Benedictine Ravens are going to be back at home, and they're going to be hosting Graceland out of Lamoni, Iowa. Catch you here on Care Radio with a pregame at about 12:30 or so. Talking to Coach Osborne, keys to the game, insights and information about the contest and the matchups, and then Raven kickoff at 1 o'clock. Please join us for all of that. Hey, we want to thank you for having been with us here tonight. 103.9 is the place to pick up the high school football scoreboard show this evening. And that all said, until we greet you tomorrow with the Ravens, final score again here tonight. Atchison 55, J.C. Harmon nothing. For Joseph in the studio, just by my left, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to high school football on your local sports authority, Care 93.7. Stay up to date with your favorite local sports program by following them on our website at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.